Bizarre, I've still not mentioned the thing that you do. There are so many people here that do so many different things. The list of possibilities, of course, is almost endless. God's people are scattered across society like seed is scattered across a field in all sorts of different places and roles. I think it's obvious, really, that the vast majority of our waking lives are not spent in so-called church activities, at least for most of us. But whatever we do in our everyday lives, we are called to live out our faith. We're called to serve God in the places and amongst the people that God sends us to. You could say that we are called to grow where we're planted, an expression you've probably come across before. But what does that mean? I mean, it's obvious for a seed, isn't it? The point of a seed planted in a field or a vegetable patch is to germinate, to become rooted, and then to grow until it produces a crop. But what is the crop that we are to produce? Well, there is the fruit of our character, summarised in the famous fruits of the Spirit passage in Paul's letter to the Galatians, and that is the theme, the current theme for our Pebbles family services, which happen monthly in Chilton Village Hall, second Sunday of the month, at 9:30, in case you're interested. But in this reading that we've just had from another of Paul's letters, we hear about a purpose that's beyond ourselves. It's a mission with local and with global and ultimately universal significance. You see, Paul speaks of Christians as being Christ's ambassadors. Christ's ambassadors. Would you like to be an ambassador? An ambassador is not something you can disown or put on and take off. We are representatives of Christ all the time. Whatever we do, wherever we find ourselves, we are his ambassadors 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's an awesome privilege, but also a great responsibility to represent Christ and his kingdom in our daily lives as we live out and speak of that message of reconciliation, as we invite our families and friends, neighbours and colleagues to be reconciled to God. But that is a task for which we are also equipped. We're equipped by the Holy Spirit and we're also supported in it by fellow believers. As the ambassador to a foreign nation is supported by the home country, so are we supported and protected by God. So in conclusion, as ambassadors of Christ, each of us, we are chosen and commissioned by Christ to represent Christ to those we live and work with in our words and in our actions, that God might make his appeal through us for people everywhere to be reconciled to him. He has entrusted that message, that precious, vital message to us, frail human beings. He has given us the gospel like a precious treasure in jars of clay. It's an awesome, but it's God's idea, God equipped to do it. So let us then be faithful to that calling to be ambassadors of Christ, charged with a ministry of reconciliation as we speak and act in the name of Christ, bringing that message to our family, friends, neighbours and colleagues, to the glory of God. Amen.